Welcome to This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty, the number one destination for Seinfeld fans. This is Two Up and Two Down. Here's our producer, Chris, to start us off.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Today, we got a season 8 episode, The Comeback. And to start things off, Tony, why don't you give us your first up?
Comeback season 8. Kevin and Robin, friends of the show. We got to give two positives and two negatives for everyone that's just tuning in here. No matter how good or how bad the episode is, we got to find two of each. Okay, well, this might be the least amount of notes I have of any ones of these we've done, both up and down, to be honest with you. This episode, it has a lot of chunks, and when there's a lot of chunks, it's hard to break out into ups and downs. There's not a lot of scenes, it's just these chunks, if you will. My first up, and I'm glad I'm going first, so thank you for throwing me that bone. I'll go with friend of the show, Ivana Milosevic. I mean, what am I going to do here? There's a few places you could go with this one. Patty just coming out to Jerry nice and quick. And then she breaks down. Can't do it. Can't do it. Nah, not even for Milos. Turned quickly. We had a great conversation with her. And, obviously she's easy on the eyes as well. So that's going to be my first up. Very small bits there, but even the scenes when she's watching on the tennis court, on the side on the tennis court is a nice one. In game, set, match, huh? Milos is a great one. So, for an episode like this, that's where you're looking. You're looking guest star. So that's where I'm going. That's my first up.
All right. Yeah. Great guest star there. And we had a fun conversation with her. Check out our episode 158 with her. We recently did back in 2023. So great one. Chris, over to you. What do you got for your first up?
Yeah. Game, set, match. Her buying them, looking at the Myrtle Beach hat. I don't know if it's the whole thing. All right, well, I'll jump on that theme here for an up. Obviously, he knows where we're going here. Friend of the show, Milos. But wait, listen, what can you say? I mean, the guy is memorable. I mean, another game of Milos. I mean, everyone loves to. You cannot laugh when Milos is doing that. I'm sorry. And then him, obviously making Jerry buy the rackets and, I'll give you 1 year free, and then he can't do it. Listen. Again, we'll get to it when we get to it this episode, but Milos was solid, The accent wasn't overdone, of course. But, after talking to him and him explaining how he kind of went about that and it resonated with Jerry.
The accent of helplessness. I still use it. Especially when I have my beard, if I go into a store and somebody is hassling me, I'll say, I'm sorry, English not so good for me. I'm helpless. I apologize so much for getting in your fucking way, you fucking asshole. And so I was using that with Jerry, and he seemed to be delighted. I'm not even sure he was looking for an accent. I know that the guy was, he had Serbo-Croatian roots or something like that. But no, the accent is just my, it's my mask. And for some reason, I can be a lot freer when That's I have amazing. The accent. That there was an aspect of, I didn't say my V's. Even when I come to a word that has even in it, I cannot say there because they are helpless. They're helpless people. They can't. They don't have their there. So I would say even, will you come with me? And Jerry said, last week we had a guy that couldn't pronounce V's, and he said W's, and I don't want to use it twice in a row. So I did stick the V back in.
When you get backstories like that, these episodes take on a lot more. So obviously definitely check out our interview with Milo. She's incredible. So he is my first up.
Yeah. You're talking about the actor, Mark Karlik. Great scenes there with Mark as Milos. And I love his line, cannibal for the nice guy. Good up. And Tony, over to you. What do you got for your second up?
Yeah, I figured one of us was going one, one's going the other. So there you go. We took care of the Milos family. Listen, my second up is another family member, if you will. Vincent's mother. I got nothing here, fellas. Listen, I like her. I think she's a hardworking New York City lady, maybe a single mom, maybe they're divorced, whatever it is. She's trying to take care of this troubled kid who's, you know, out there asking for cigarettes and whiskey, whatever, or vodka. I mean, I love the way she just kind of just belittles Elaine, like, well, I'm his mother. Like, what is this? Looking through the bag and everything. You have my VCR thing. I don't know. I think that's a, she plays the part well. I think it's a little bit part, but it's a great little character, how she's like, you know, comes home from work, hard day, and she's got this troubled fucking teenage son who's just fucking around at the video store. Like, I don't know, man. Vincent, I mean, as someone who worked at a video store, I appreciate the giving the picks out and, you know, trying to sell people on your movie choices. So I'm going to give a nod to Vincent's mom. And that's, you know, that's where I'm leaving it at that. Obviously I'm not going any further with anything else, but I do like that lady. I like how she gets pissed off at Elaine. It makes me laugh. I don't know why, but, second up.
Well, I can tell you that you definitely surprised, Chris and I with that, pick. So, yeah, good choice there, Tony. Chris, what do you got for your second up?
Listen, two ups and two downs. It's, you know, it's nothing scripted here, okay? And we love surprises, and that was a great one. To be honest, I didn't even think of her. Nowhere in the notes. Yeah, in this episode, you know, Kevin and Robin, like I said, and, you know, this was directed by David Owen Traynor. I believe he only directed one other episode. So you could tell it didn't have that, forget about Sharonis, it didn't even have that Ackerman feel. It was just kind of a, like Tony mentioned earlier, chunks. So, and I'm pulling it up here out of a down, believe it or not. But it's, you know, when Kramer, when they're all gathered and talking about a comeback line, and Kramer jumps out and says, "Just tell him you had sex with his wife." I thought it was a pretty good line. I didn't like how they were all kind of discussing that. We can get to that in the downs, but only the K-Man pulls that out, right? You know, something so ridiculous and derogatory. And then clearly, obviously, George kind of uses it later to wrap up the show. But Kramer just telling me it's sex with his wife, second up.
Yeah, Kramer, great line there. All right, so that's the ups. Let's go to the downs. And Tony, what's your first one?
I wrote that one down too. The Kramer line's a great line. I mean, in this episode, you know, obviously everyone loves the jerk store called, right? That's this episode. And it's one of those things where we'll get there. Actually, I'm not going to get ahead of myself here. My first down, there's a lot here. You know what I'm going to go with my first down? And I think this will be another one that may be a surprise, or I think, you know, my co-host here, I think, will appreciate this one perhaps. The opening scene, while I do give them credit for it actually needing something and being part of the show and not being a dumb cold open, what I don't get is, where's Wilhelm and where's Mr. Morgan? What is this Yankee? Who is this group of people in the meeting? What is going on? I watched it again today and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I'm trying to find Wilhelm. I'm trying to find Mr. Morgan. Give me something here. We got this clown, this other clown. These aren't the Yankees front office brass. That's usually what George. So that throws me off right off the bat. I mean, right there, you're going to put a bad taste in my mouth. I mean, if you're going to be at Yankee Stadium, we need the right people in place. And so it throws me off from the get-go in this episode. From there on, it's kind of downhill. That's my first down, is the lack of continuity and the right people in the right place. I mean, a Wilhelm and a Mr. Morgan could have at least spruced that scene up a little bit for me. So that's my first down.
Wow, Tony, that's a great point. Because, yeah, there are two scenes where George has a Yankee meeting, and they're both the two different groups of people. And again, like you said, and Chris even had it in his notes that, yeah, there was no Wilhelm or Morgan. So, yeah, great point. Chris, what do you got for your first down?
Exactly what my first line I wrote, who are these guys in the opening scenes with the Yankees? And I wrote, where's Wilhelm? At least throw, you know, Peggy Lane, throw us Peggy Lane. Give us something. To your point, no continuity. Like Riley? Come on. Okay. There's plenty of downs here. I don't even know where to start. I guess I'll start with the Elaine stuff. Vincent calling her, what, twice, three times? I forget. Like, you know, and Elaine, you're an adult. Go watch the movie on the couch, number one, okay? She's watching in her bedroom like a little teenager. And I guess that was the effect. So, you know, Vincent would call and the phone would be right there. But it didn't work for teenage me, and it ain't working for me now. Vincent's picks. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, this is as bad as it gets. And again, this is season 8 Elaine. Like, you name it, they make it worse for her. You know, and she goes to the thing with Kramer, like the video store of Kramer. Just the whole Elaine storyline is really, really tough on many levels. This is, and I'm just giving you one, but the phone calls with Vincent in the bed twice. Big down.
Yep, I could agree with that one too. So good down there. Tony, back to you. What's your second down?
Totally agree. The only part I kind of disagree is that I like watching stuff in my bed now that I have the computer, the bed, the TV. But this is 90, whatever, 97, 98 probably. So kind of agree. I was a couch guy back then. But yes, everything. I mean, obviously horrible, horrible Elaine stuff.
So, yeah, but adult women don't do that. Guys.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, listen, I hear you. My down here is tied to this, because as bad as Elaine stuff is, Kramer stuff is not much better. And I mean, I've said that before, you know, Kramer can pretty much work with anything. He's got a lot of bad storylines, obviously, and especially later seasons, but Michael Richards can do something with it. He can't do anything with this. I mean, nothing. He didn't even have physical. There's no physical. That's all. I mean, he gets hit with the tennis ball at the end, but I mean, what I'm going to call as my down, just to narrow it down, is the scene with Ben Stein and the, I got no lung and I got an R. What are we doing back and forth with this stuff? I mean, just terrible. So as bad as Elaine is, now Kramer and Elaine together, it's as bad as Cinco de Mayo bullshit almost, but I hate it. I hate the whole dynamic. You're a cold, calculated woman. You can make the decision. We all hate that. We like cutesy Elaine. We don't like cold, calculated Elaine. That's bullshit. So my dad is really Kramer stuff. Mainly the Ben Stein scene in particular really, really irks me. That's my second down.
All right. Well, thank you, Tony. And Chris, your second down, please.
I had it here. I wanted to talk about it. I couldn't agree more. And first off, yeah, it kind of reminded me of the Slicer episode too. Like when those two get together, I don't know why was he even going to the lawyer? I don't remember. That's how bad it was. But
get his will in place or whatever at the old coma.
In case he ever fell into a coma or something.
Okay, I mean,
other side of darkness.
Listen, they should have left the coma stuff with Gina and what's his name. Drawing a blank on his name, but you know what I mean. But the Ben Stein, yeah, crank it like a mower, like that line. Oh my god! So I talked about the up before, and I'm gonna have to take the down. When Jerry and Elaine are offering the comebacks to George, you know, Cranium or something like Cranium called. It's running out of space. And then Jerry, I mean, come on, Jerry, the zoo called. You're due back, like. And if Kramer finally saves it, sort of, but then George just continuing to yell, it's the jerk store, it's the jerk store. And I know pink hats love that, but I believe, and I think you guys call me out on this, but I believe when he's yelling jerk store and he's leaving, he gets a huge ovation. Like, what do we do? What does the crowd do? Like, this is just pink hat fandom at its best, like George yelling and they're giving him an ovation. Now, the ovation stuff's similar to some early episodes. I never really liked it when Kramer walks in either, but this is different. It just felt different. So George yelling the jerk store line as him wanting to be the comeback, discussing out of Elaine and Jerry, just as bad as it gets when all four get together like that. I talk about that a lot in these later seasons. They like force him in a room to discuss something, and just it's not organic. You know, I'd love to talk to this director someday. He's welcome on the program any day to talk about this in his other episode. But for me, second down.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you, Chris. So that's the ups and the downs. So now let's wrap everything up. Tony, what do you got for your grade here?
Yeah, he hit down the head with that stuff. Listen, the grade. Yeah. So to O'Hara's point with the jerk store, right? So, and we bring this up a lot. So, you know, double dip, shrinkage. These were organic things that just kind of came about. Like, I don't think it was like meant as like, let's find a way. They were funny. They were within the show. They were kind of organic. They became something afterwards. Chris brings this up a lot. They're trying to force these things in. Let's get something that's going to catch eye. Oh, jerk store. That'll be enough. Just enough. George with the yelling. I mean, I forgot about the scene you just talked about. I forgot. I didn't write that one down. But it's a great call with Jerry and Elaine giving him an idea. It's horrible. Listen. We say this a lot. Season 8, what did we give our ups to? Milos and Milos's wife, throwing guest stars at it, see what happens. You know, this is a terrible Kramer and a terrible Elaine, and it's a George on his last legs with the screaming. You know, here's what I don't understand. I thought of this going, the episode before this is the money. So Jerry walking in with a 1975 wooden racket and then complaining about having to spend $200 on a racket. I mean, let's get real here. Jerry's got the loot at this point. It's already been established. He should have been walking in with that racket to begin with. Now he's complaining he had to spend money on a racket. I don't love that either, to be honest with you. But so much going on here. I love Kevin and Robin. Oh, I love Milos and Milos's wife. And that's the only reason I'm not giving this an F. I think there's just too many. I don't want to, you know, I got to be fair with my F's. I don't want to use them too liberally. But listen, this is as bad as an episode gets. My grade's going to be a D minus. I wrote down, I can't go as high as a D, but I don't want to give it an F for whatever reason. I think Milos, enough Milos. I think it sounds terrible that I'm doing it just because of Milos, but really, you know, that's all I could give it here. It's just kind of throwing a bone out there and saying, you know what? It's not the worst episode ever, but it's down at the bottom. We'll leave it at that. D minus for the comeback.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you, Tony. So Chris, over to you. What do you got for your grade?
Well said. Couldn't agree more. Same grade, D minus. I mean, this felt like four separate episodes, you know? Jerry doing his tennis thing, Milos and the wife. And here's the thing, yeah, it's not an F. It's almost, and I hate to, it's a D minus, but most D minuses you might turn off. Yeah, Milos's wife, yeah, she's making you keep this on. Let's be fair. And even Milos doing his thing, and you might catch Ben Stein and think, oh, Ben Stein's in this, but then you watch his scene with Kramer and Elaine, forget about it. But it felt like four separate episodes. The George yelling, I mean, you know, like I said, just beats a dead horse at this point in season 8. You could feel there was, a different director on this. It just didn't feel like Tony gave, Vincent's mother an up, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, enough with Vincent, okay? It's just, when Elaine and Kramer are together in these later episodes, it's hard to get above a D. So I think you're right. I think D minus is a fair grade for the comeback.
Yeah, I definitely agree with all your criticisms there. So that's why it's a double D minus for the comeback. So thank you, guys. And we'll see everybody that's tuning in on the next episode. Thank you.